Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio. I'm also with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. And tonight we're going to, I have Marie Weichel with Spreading Joy on. Tonight we're going to ask for donations for her 3-on-3 basketball tournament that's going to be held April 14th. And Marie is with Spreading Joy. It's a nonprofit. Marie is very heart-centered and very much focused on helping the underprivileged. She doesn't only do 3-on-3 basketball tournaments. She teaches ladies and people computer skills so they can get better jobs. She's actually helping the community. So when you donate to Marie's cause, Spreading Joy, you're actually helping yourself. So anyway, and she's also very articulate and very pretty. Without any further ado, I want to welcome Marie to the show. Thank you for being here, Marie.
Thank you, Rob. You always make me smile. Thank you for giving me time on your show. I really appreciate it. I'm honored, and I appreciate you so much.
Well, this is what this show is about. Something that I've really discovered over the last 3 months in myself is I really have a heart, and I really want to help people. But what you're doing, Marie, is actually giving the world a chance to lower their taxes, help people move forward, and also give them a chance to open up their life to see a better way. And that's why this show is here. And that's why it's an honor and a privilege to have you here, because you're actually doing something to expand the wealth and well-being of the world. And I thank you for the world.
Well, thank you. Well, I appreciate it. We were sent a request by college students, and I don't mind saying that my son initiated this, so it's nice to see him being involved in his community where he is, you know, 17 hours from me. If this was a challenge put on by the president of their college, and it said to come together with something from the community that will not cost anyone anything. And so having the community tournament 3-on-3, he did that because a lot of children want to play the sports in schools and outside of schools, but there are so many costs associated with that that many children can't play the sports. You got to pay for the uniform, and there's a $100 registration fee, and there's snacks each week, and there's so many other things. They can't do this, and so it always costs. So this community project was something that's not going to cost these kids anything. They can come and play for a whole day. It's not going to be a single elimination. He's got it worked out to where if they play and they lose, they're moving over to another tournament. So it's actually going to be 2 top teams and 2 second place teams. And my goal financially is to be able to do something for the second and then third and fourth place winners. That's my goal. And if people will come together and help us, we can do this. It doesn't take a lot of people giving a lot of money. It just takes people giving. You know, a lot of people think, well, you know, I wish I could give $150 so that you could get the one gift certificate that you want to give for the winners for Foot Locker, because these kids dream of shopping at Foot Locker. They don't even get to go in those stores, much less shop there. And they're like, but I can't do it, so I'm just not going to do anything at all. No. Give your $10. Give your $5. If half of my Twitter followers only gave $1, if they mailed in $1, that would be $15,000. If they did that and they just did that every month, we could be having these tournaments in communities week after week after week, bringing the kids together for free, letting them do something that they love, encouraging them, telling them how great they are to us, reminding them that just because they don't have a job and just because they're little and just because they're kids, that they think they don't matter, but they do, and they're powerful. We want to encourage them. We want to motivate them. We want to take some time to show them that they matter, because they do. They really do. And we're hoping that this is going to show them that, and as well as be just tons of fun. you got to have fun. You know, there's so many problems in this world and so many things we're facing every day. We want to pull them out of those problems and issues for a day and just have a blast.
And, you know, something that I was going to point out to, and I read on the internet, the homeless is hitting suburbia. There's people that used to donate to homeless shelters now are going to the homeless shelters to get food and to the soup, to the kitchen. This is a universal challenge, but, you know, like you said, one little thing. And they can go to spreading-joy.org and donate right on PayPal, or they can mail it in. But you can go right there, do it on PayPal. It's very simple. It's so simple, I can do it. So if I can do it, anybody can do it.
And you know what? And you do. You not only give your time, and you not only allow me time to come and voice my passion and just talk your ears off about spreading joy and making a difference, you also support us financially. And I am so grateful for that. I am very thankful for you and your heart for spreading joy. And, you know, and it's just that, you know, kids sometimes, and it's our fault, it's us adults, it's our fault, because we get busy with what we're doing, we get wrapped up in what we're doing, and kids feel like they're not important, like they don't matter, because we kind of push them off to the side, or we hurry them off the phone, or we, you know, here, let's get your homework done, get this out of the way, and so we can go rest and relax, because we're tired, and we've had a rough day, and we did have a rough day, but maybe those kids did too, you know, and so we want to just bless these kids. And I have high hopes for this event. You know, if we just can give every child a basketball that comes to play, and they're not going to be leather basketballs, they're not going to be the $30 basketballs I wish they would be, but they're not going to be. They're just going to be a brand new basketball. That's going to be fun, and they're going to have a good time, and they're not even going to expect that because we're not telling them that. We're just telling them to come and play, and there'll be 3 gift cards for the team that wins. That's all they're expecting. Well, with all the events that I do with Spreading Joy, if you've been around me long enough, you know me well enough to know that that's not all I want to do. That's what they're expecting, but I like to go beyond their expectations. I want to surprise these kids. I want to make a huge difference, and I want to impact their heart, because it's not always the little things like the basketballs and the $150 gift cards and those little things. It's some of the extra little things that you can do. Like, I would like to find a couple of NBA players that are not actively playing to come and cheer for them. Think about that. Can you imagine being 10, 11, 12 years old, and you go and you're walking in and you're playing a 3-on-3 basketball, and there's, you know, Michael Jordan, or there's Shaquille O'Neal, or there's somebody that used to play, and we give their name and they know them, regardless of what year, what era, what team, they're an NBA player. And they're going to be on the sidelines cheering for them. And when they come off, no matter if they win or lose, they get high fives. Can you imagine being 10, 11 years old saying, hey, this NBA player cheered for me? That would be awesome. So I would like to do that. I've been emailing people. I've been trying to find people that know people that know people that can get me in there, that can say, hey, I've got this organization that just wants to do something great for kids. I've also been, you know, contacting some of the NBA players, the current NBA players. All day today, every hour, I send out a tweet to current NBA players and teams saying, would you purchase and sign 3 basketballs and send them to this event and let's surprise these kids? I mean, think about if my son's favorite dunker right now, Blake Griffin, if he signs 3 basketballs and sends them to this, you know, the kids would be crazy with joy. And so I want to surprise them with some extra things. Yeah, you know, I want to surprise them with that. You know, it might be some water bottles. It might be some socks. It might be headbands or wristbands. But we want to do a little more than what they're expecting. They're expecting a good time and winners getting the prize. They're not expecting anything else. And we want to go beyond their expectation.
And you can also mail your donation to Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. And you know, if you get a hold of some of the PR people for some of the basketball teams, they may do that just to because it's a benefit. And,
another thing
is the Gates Foundation. I don't know what they do. But anyway, Marie, but allowing these kids, there's some kids that are playing professional basketball that actually played in some of these three-on-three things like this. You never know what it's going to do to open one of these kids' mind to their true talent. And as you're, this is going, and where is this going to be held? It's going to be held in Arkansas?
Yeah, it's going to be held in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And like the last time we chatted, you know, we talked about spreading joy across America. And this is one of the ways that I want to just, you know, get involved in other communities. And I really, you know, think about it. If you know, half of my followers send in a dollar a month, I could be spreading joy across America, going into communities, showing people how to do this, showing them how to get things donated, and just bringing communities together and just making a difference for these kids that sometimes get, you know, forgotten about. So this is actually in Hot Springs, Arkansas. I am personally making the donation to cover my airfare out there and back. So I've been asking other people to partner with us. I've made a phone call to several rent-a-car places out there to get that donated. And granted, I checked out the prices. It was only about $75 for the entire weekend, and that's not much. But if I could take that $75 and put it back into this tournament, then that's what I want to do. So I don't mind spending the time asking people if they would donate, you know, the car for the weekend, or if they would donate gift certificates for the third and fourth place winners. I don't mind making those phone calls. I don't mind setting that up. That's what I do. That's what I like to do. So I'm working on all of this and bringing it all together and watching it happen and just take place like this. It is just, you know, I tend to get real giddy, and I notice that I'm just talking all over you tonight, and I'm sorry for that. But I get giddy because you think about how excited you get at Christmas time when you're giving away the gifts to all the people that you love and you're just so excited for them to open it. You get giddy. And this is where I am because this is, we've got about a month, a little more than a month before this takes place. And so I'm actually trying to see what I can get for these kids before I get there. And that's just exciting to me. That's exciting.
It is. But, you know, it's seeing the smiles on their faces and see what they can do. But it's giving them some hope and giving them a day. And, you know, sometimes a little shine of light opens up a whole sunshine in their heart. And, you know, there's going to be new friendships. There's so much newness here. And it's really, you know, this is just a this is a three-on-three basketball tournament in Hot Springs. But this is going to be the kind of stuff that's going to move the world forward.
Exactly.
I mean, we're going to have to start communicating and talking to each other. And you know, we've got so much unresolved hurt and unresolved pain and ingrained pain. We're so afraid to see somebody enjoying life. It hurts us more than that. So how will this, you know, just think of this, how this is going to open up the kids' eyes to having fun, and they're going to get to meet new people. And you know, sometimes a little caring goes a long way. So, if somebody wanted to send donations to Hot Springs, is there a place they can send them right to Hot Springs, or they got to go through you at Spreading Joy?
No. We want to make sure that we save as much shipping and stuff like that as possible. There is an address at Hot Springs that you can send it directly to them. I would not want to have to pay shipping twice. They can send that to 600 Garland Avenue, Hot Springs, Arkansas, 71913. Attention, Todd Weichel, Wikle. I mean, if they said, you know what, I will send, because right now we're planning on about 100 children. We've got as the weeks go by, we will have a better handle on if it's going to be 100, 150. You know, if somebody said, hey, I will purchase 100 water bottles and send them straight to you, then that will be amazing. And somebody said, I will get 100 wristbands. Do you know those wristbands, I've been looking them up. They're expensive. Those little sweat wristband thingies. Oh, my goodness, Rob. They're so expensive. I was floored at how expensive they are. But, you know, but it, I mean, if we can get them, that's going to be great. And if we can't, then that's going to be great, too, because we're going to have a good time. And it's like you said, you don't know where this is going to go. This is right here, right now in 2012, a three-on-three basketball tournament, a Saturday of fun, good times, laugh. We're going to have a half-court contest to see if anyone can make a half-court shot. I'm excited about that. But can you imagine, you know, 10, 15 years from now, seeing one of these kids go off to college, get accepted on a full-ride scholarship playing basketball somewhere? You don't know where this is going to end up. And that's the beauty of spreading joy. You never know which of your single acts of joy that you do for someone else is going to make a lifetime of difference for someone. You might think that your gift of $5, $10, or $500 towards this event is just, you know, whatever. But you don't know. You can't say that. You don't know that. These kids might just walk away from this event just glowing, thinking, you know what? I can do this. I can make a difference. And someone that doesn't even know me cares enough to come all the way to Arkansas to help me have fun and to make a difference for me. And that's what this is all about. We never want to let the kids know, oh, we had to do this and we had to do that and this was a problem and this was a problem. We don't do that. We don't do that. If we're facing problems during any of our events, you're not going to know it. You can take pictures. You can do whatever you want to do, but you're not going to see the problems that we're dealing with during these events because we just handle anything that comes our way. And we focus on the children because that's what's most important. The problems, they tend to resolve themselves. But focusing on the children, that's what lasts. That's where you're going to have a lasting effect in their hearts. It's focusing right on them, eye to eye, smile to smile, just some pure fun. So I'm excited. I'm excited about the potential. I'm excited about, you know, one day from now, looking back and thinking, you know what, I remember that kid. I'm just excited. And where you are, we're going to do what we can with what we have. We're going to make sure that everybody has a good time. We're going to get donated what we can. We're going to give them what we can give them. And we're just going to make a difference where we can.
And you also, your donation is tax deductible. Spreading Joy is a 501c3 IRS approved nonprofit organization. So it's a win-win situation.
It will lower your taxes.
Yeah, they're going to lower your tax bill. But, you know, here's also another way to look at this. You know, the parents are going to be meeting other people. You never know about what that's going to do for the parent, too.
That's true. We're hoping that they're going to come out and see that there is no joy like spreading joy and wonder why people from everywhere would even care enough to make their kids have a good time. And we're going to be able to take that opportunity and tell them. And not just tell them. We're not just going to be providing lip service. We're going to show them. And it's going to be great. And I'm hoping that after they see and they have fun and they hear about spreading joy and what we want to do, that they're going to step on board too. And they're going to be thinking, okay, I might not have a whole lot, but I can do this. I can make a difference. And that's what we want people to see is it doesn't take a whole lot to make a difference. It doesn't have to break the bank to make a difference. And things don't always stay this way. You might not have a job or you might be watching your funds tight and saying, you know, Marie, I can do $5 a month. I could do $5 every month, every other month, or I can do a one-time gift of $5. And when you do that, and you're giving what you have, and you're doing what you can. When things improve, and you get that corner office job, and you're getting the thousands and thousands of dollars in the bonus, you're going to do what you've always done, and that's give and make a difference. And that's what we do with Spreading Joy. We want to remind people that regardless of their circumstances, every one of us has it within ourselves to make a difference. And what we want to do, what I want to do, is I want to be that voice that reminds you, you can do it. It doesn't have to cost a lot. It doesn't have to put a hurting on your checking account or savings account. And it can flood your heart with great joy. All you need to do is just step out and try. And that's one of the things I did about tomorrow. I want to throw this in there real quick, if you don't mind. Tomorrow's leap year. It's February 29th. We get an extra day, Rob. We get an extra day. And I wrote a post today. What are you going to do with your extra day? Because think about it. How many times have you said, order me up another day. I need more time. We're getting that tomorrow. And I've made it my goal. I'm going to get up early, and I'm going to get started on it. But tomorrow, I'm going to do 24 different acts of joy tomorrow in honor of my extra 24 hours. I'm going to make sure I take advantage of my extra day and make a difference where I can. And I hope that other people will follow suit and do the same.
And the call-in number is 718-305-6548. And, you know, that's the thing. The world, you know, if you put 100 smiles on 100 people's faces every day by just smiling, how many smiles would be by the end of the day?
I know, and that's priceless. Somebody could be having the worst day ever, and you smile at them just real big, and your eyes smile too, and they, you know, they're like, you know, this is going to get better. This day is going to get better. So you never know what your simple smile will do, or that email that says, hey, I was thinking about you this morning. I hope you're having a great day today. I'm going to be thinking about you throughout the day. Those things, you know, it's nice to wake up and see those things. Everybody needs that from time to time.
And the email and the website is spreading-joy.org. The mailing address to send donations is Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. And here's the thing, Marie. It's about giving other people fun to have fun, and then you get to watch them have fun. How much more fun is that?
You know what? To me, that is amazing. And maybe I'm just a little weird like that, or I'm a little different, but I can sit back and watch people have fun and just be thrilled. I enjoy the success of others. I enjoy watching people have fun. I enjoy, you know, just seeing the laughter of children that just don't have a care in the world. I enjoy that kind of stuff, and I think it's actually one of the most priceless things ever. And I hope that other people will think about those things. And, you know, we'll take some pictures, we'll do a video, and we're going to let you see as much as we can let you see. I just wish I could just package everybody up and take them with me and let them see, because I'm telling you, the smiles and the hugs and the high-fives, they're going to be great. They're going to be great. I got an email today, or actually last night, with our last Christmas event that we had. One of the ladies sent me an email and said, you know, she was out and about and saw the lady that she was volunteering with. She was helping to wrap presents at our Christmas event for one of the ladies in the Battered Women's Shelter, and the lady, the mom, recognized her. And she went up to her and gave her a big hug and said, hey, you're the one that helped me wrap my presents for my kids at Christmas. Thank you. And she asked her how she was doing and if she was still in the Battered Women's Shelter. And she said, no. She had gotten an apartment. She's moved on, and things are going really, really well. The lady that sent me the email said, you know, I had such a great time anyway, but, man, that just made it even better. So, I mean, it's not just a one-time thing. You know, this lady taking time to wrap presents on a Saturday had a lasting effect on this mom's heart. They didn't know each other before, but she remembered her and recognized her because she made that much of an impact on this mom. And that is what Spreading Joy is all about. And it didn't cost her a thing. She came and wrapped presents. How great is that?
And on the spreading-joy.org website, the donate button's on the right side at the top. And it's important to get money, because money isn't the root of all evil. Money's the energy that makes the world move. And it's an energy for an energy. You give an energy, you get an energy, and that's all money is, an energy. And you know, money's the easiest thing in the world when you let go of thinking it's hard.
Yeah, you know, and it is, and it, like I said, it doesn't take a whole lot. I mean, honestly, if half of the people on Twitter that follow me send in a dollar, we could do a lot more. If somebody listening and they think, gosh, I really wish I could do a lot, I'm not sending her a dollar, don't think like that. Send that. Mail that in. I mean, I want people to realize that, you know, it's guilt-free giving. A lot of people are guilted into giving, but we're not about that. We understand. Trust me, I understand. My husband is just now getting 40 hours a week again. You know, we've been there. We've done that. And that's one of the reasons I'm so passionate about what I do, is I've been where a lot of people are, and I didn't like it. I didn't enjoy it, but I still made a difference. And we can do that. So don't feel bad about doing what you can. And if you say, Maria, honestly, you have no idea. The funds are absolutely not there. Then when you're on Facebook this. When you're on Twitter, tweet this. You know, send an email to people saying, hey, I would love to support this event right here, but I can't. Could you do it? If I got an email like that, I'm telling you, I would make a donation. I honestly would make a donation in that person's honor, just because they cared enough to ask. So don't discount the little things. Don't discount the dollar here, the $10 there. Those things add up, and it makes a huge difference. And like you said, you know, when you're giving, you're going to get so much more back than you ever realized. And that's what we want to do with this event. We're going to have fun. We're going to play some basketball. We're going to have a half-court contest. And we're just going to do what we can. We're going to let these kids know just how special they are. And I hope that a lot of people will join me on that. And you can look on the website. I'm listing people that are helping. They don't, as long as they don't mind. Some people want to remain anonymous, and that's fine. We can do that too. But, you know, I just my way of saying thank you. You know, I'm honored to partner with these people for helping out and making a difference, because it's huge. It is huge in our world. And if you know anybody, any NBA players that could come and cheer and high five, let me know. My email's right there on the website. Sorry.
And that's fine. But there's a lot of college players in that area. You know, there's Memphis and there's Hot Springs, and you know, you're in the hotbed of basketball there in North Carolina. You got Duke, but you're right in the hometown of the Bobcats, and that's where Jordan is.
Yeah. I need to contact. We have contacted the Bobcats. Haven't heard anything back. And I do need to contact some of the. I think I'm going to go to the top. I'm going to contact some of the coaches there in Arkansas and see what they can help me do. What we can get together. So that's Yeah, it's a never-ending list of things to do for spreading joy, but I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, I love it. It does. It keeps me very, very busy. And like my post says, you know, I'm a wife, I'm a mom, sister, cousin, full-time employee, church member, student, nonprofit owner. And, you know, I love it because I can speak from experience. You can be all that and still make a difference for other people. It's amazing. It's just amazing to do. And I'm honored. I'm thankful.
You know, and right there in Arkansas has got a good basketball team this year. That SEC's always got good sports, football or basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And even a lot of their football players there in Arkansas and the SEC, they do things like this. But, Marie, we're down to 50-some seconds, and the address is Spreading Joy Corporation, 1771 Denver, North Carolina, 28037. Yeah, the website is spreading-joy.org. And Marie, give out the Arkansas address again, and then give them some wisdom to close out on, and I'll close out the show.
Yep, it is 600 Garland Drive in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And the zip code is, let me get that. Where is it? Oh, 71913. attention, Todd Weichel, W-I-K-L-E. And I just want to remind you, do what you can, where you are with what you have. Don't feel guilty about it. Just do it. And you're going to see that there's no joy like spreading joy and making a difference for others. Just have fun with it.
And Marie will be back March 29th, and we will talk about this again. Marie's regular because what she does is very important to me because she's helping. She's expanding other people's lives. You see what Spreading Joy did with just that. She got a lady out of the shelter into an apartment. That's very important for the world. Just think if it happens to 1,000 people. Look how many people expand. Anyway, Marie, I want to thank you for being my guest and all the listeners for being here. And well, I'll be here Thursday night. I'm going to be doing the show myself. I'm going to talk about something that I expanded through today. It's letting go of the get rich itch. And it's going to be really about how that was and a whole bunch of other stuff. But Marie, thank you. And we'll talk to you another day. And
all
thank
right,
you all again.